I'm interviewing John Peterson. My name is Alice O'Grady. The date is Wednesday, February 10th, 1999. We're in Tom's apartment in Santa Monica.
Corner. See, when it's not plugged in, it runs, but the red light doesn't come on.
Oh.
What were you doing around January 61?
Well, I was in graduate school at Berkeley in history, and I think my first semester there.
Mm-hmm. Were you living in the dorm or?
No, I was sharing an apartment or something.
Mm-hmm. Where had you been before that?
I had been at the University of Wisconsin, and I was doing my BA there.
You got your BA in?
In ancient Greek and a double major.
And at Berkeley you were studying?
I was studying history.
Okay. And did you have any plans for after June of 61, as of January or so?
No. Well, I mean, I presumed I would stay in graduate school, but I didn't. I mean, what happened was I got kind of burned out. I had been going to school perpetually. You know, in those days, you were drafted if you went to school. So I got kind of burned out, and I decided I want to drop out of school.
When was that?
That was in sometime, I don't know, it could have been March or something like that, February, March. I don't know when, some point in there. And I was feeling very depressed about it, and because I thought, oh gosh, you know, I should stay in school, but I just really didn't want to stay in school anymore. I needed to get out. So I had planned to go in the Army, and I had actually looked into going to the Monterey Language School because I knew I was going to have to go in the Army. So I did drop out of school. I lived as a dropout there for a while.
Hmm.
A Berkeley dropout.
In Berkeley.
I had a great time, actually. Right.
So when the when did you first hear about the Peace Book?
Well, I can't remember exactly when, but I know I heard about it when it was proposed, and I immediately thought that was a good alternative to going in the Army. So at the same time, I had applied to the Peace Corps when I was thinking of dropping out of school.
Uh-huh. And
I actually did get drafted.
Yeah, I read that in the newspaper.
Yeah. Tell
me about that.
Well, I got my draft notice, and I can't remember which came first. I also got accepted in the Peace Corps, and I can't remember which one came first, but the Peace Corps got me out of it.
Did Washington get you out of it? Or?
I think they must have. I don't think I wrote to my draft board. I think they probably did. And I remember that when my parents actually got the telegram at my home, at their home in Chicago, I didn't get it in Berkeley. And it said that I was going, they had misspelled Ghana. It said I was going to China.
China.
Yeah, it was China, I guess it was, something like that. And they said, China? They thought it was China or something.
Maybe he should join the Army.
Yeah.
Did you have any interest in any kind, in going overseas? Had you thought about doing anything like Peace Corps activity?
Well, not really. I had thought about the Monterey Language School, that I would like to study a language in depth. And I might have taken Russian, or I don't know what language I was going to take. But some language.
Mm-hmm. You have any interest in Africa?
No, I didn't really. Not in, no.
Mm-hmm. Had you been overseas outside the United States before that?
Yeah, I had been to Europe when I was about 15. So that was it. In Mexico, I went to Mexico.
Why did you join the Peace Corps?
Well, I think I did it as an alternative to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like a kind of a romantic thing to do, kind of like with the Great Adventure, you know. And it was sounded pretty great. It was certainly better than spending 3 years in the Army, which is what I would have had to do. If I went to Monterey Language School, you see, rather, if I just got drafted and went in the Army, I would have been 2 years. But if you go to Monterey, I think it's three.
Oh.
But I thought rather than having two crummy years, I'd rather have 3 years maybe where I really learned something. And so this is an alternative to that.
And you never got to Monterey?
No.
What was your family's reaction besides the fact that they thought you were going to China?
Well, I think they were very supportive and, you know, excited about it. And, yeah.
No negative reaction?
No, I don't think so.
And other friends?
No, I think everybody thought it was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Good. Boy, that's nice. There's a lot of people there. Their mothers.
Oh, really?
Don't like the idea.
Well, I'm sure my mother was worried or something. My mother always worried, but no, I don't ever remember anything really negative about it. No. Mm-hmm.
How did you sign up? You said you signed up for the Peace Corps. What was your initial?
Well, there was some form, and I.
Where did you get that?
I don't know. I might have gotten it at the post office, maybe, mm-hmm. or I can't remember where, but I think it might have been at the post office. Mm-hmm. In other words, I remember hearing about the Peace Corps and thinking, well, I don't know that I want to stay in school, so I, you know, sort of went after this thing.
Right. And then
I might have even written for it. It might have even been sent to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Then you had to take the exam.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You did take an exam.
Right.
Where? I think I took it in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever recognize any other people, like Tom McGinn, John McGinn, or that you might have taken the exam together?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you take it in May or early June? Because there were two.
I think I would have taken it in May.
And you said the telegram went to your parents. Did you have any second thoughts after you got the telegram?
No, not really, because I didn't want to be in school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a opportunity to be doing something interesting, useful, seeing another part of the world, you know, all of these things is actually exactly what I needed.
Hmm.
Something to kind of give me a new direction, you know, kind of give me a different direction. Because, looking at you, I should turn around this way.
So you didn't do you remember having any negative feelings, like maybe you would catch a disease or?
No, I wasn't too worried about that. I wasn't too worried about it. No.
Okay. At Berkeley, do you remember checking in at IHOP?
Maybe just vaguely. I can't remember much. I now that you mentioned, I couldn't even remember where it was that we stayed. But I sort of, it was like a dormitory kind of place, I guess.
You remember meeting any others in the group or anyone?
No, I don't have too much recollection of that.
Or people who stayed in a nearby room? Did you share a room?
Gosh, you know, I can't even remember that. I don't know whether it did or not.
Most people can't, so don't worry about it. Who were your closest friends in the group?
Well,
training?
During the training, gosh. You know, I don't have too much recollection of that. I just can't. You know, I sort of remember Carol Armstrong, I guess, and there was some other blonde lady there. I forget what her name was, but I can't say that.
The one who married a Scotsman, Sue Bryson. Can't remember her name. Anyway, that's right.
No, I can't remember that.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't say I was friends with those. Are some people I sort of remember.
Yeah.
I don't know, and of course, that now I remember are the people that I was, you know, with there. Mm-hmm. I can't remember whether I remember Jack at that time very much, or Martin.
Martin?
Wallenstein.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you were posted with them later.
I was with them, yeah.
Do you remember going to the Rathskeller?
I suppose I maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I went there, of course, as a student.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
you know,
it wouldn't stand out.
I mean,
what about so the faculty? You said you remember David Apter.
Remember David Apter? I remember Sinclair Drake. I remember, now that you mentioned him, Cowan. What's his, Gray Cowan?
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy, his name is at the tip of my tongue, but he was a young man, and he was an anthropologist, I believe, and mm-hmm. he studied the Ashanti. And
on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
But
at any rate, I remember him, and of course I remember. Was George Carter there at that time or not? I remember George Carter, but I don't know whether he was there.
You're not sure if you remember him at Berkeley?
Yeah, I don't remember if he was there. He might have showed up one time.
Okay.
He might have been there.
Do you remember where we had our classes?
I don't know. Was it in
Warren Hall?
Warren Hall,
right.
Yeah.
You remember the auditorium?
Yeah, vaguely I can sort of remember it. Again, I probably had lectures in these as a student, too.
Robert Lystad,
that's it.
Because it's listed here.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you remember the Callow Youth speech? I think that was after.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
Oh, or maybe the... Yeah, go on.
I mean, you know, now that you mention it, I might have some vague recollection, because I can't remember what
mm-hmm.
he said. Probably called us all Callow Youth or whatever, but you know, I'm sure we were. So.
Do you remember anything specific about any of these people, like Apter?
I can sort of visualize him. He had this kind of a boyish demeanor. He looked kind of
mm-hmm.
like a young man. And I can visualize them. Gray Cowan, I can't remember as much, but I can visualize Sinclair Drake. I can remember him. I know he was older.
Mm-hmm.
And
Black.
Yes, from Roosevelt. Yeah. But I can't. You know, and I remember I did enjoy their lectures. I
mm-hmm.
thought they were great, and it was. I do recall that I learned a lot about, especially from Sinclair Drake, about. History of African Americans,
mm-hmm.
you know, and connections with Africa and so forth, and all of that. I remember a lot of that. In fact, it was interesting when I went to see this tap dance show a while ago called, a wonderful tap dance show down at, well, at any rate, it's a kind of a history of African Americans.
Hmm.
And, you know, they have all these allusions, and you have to know these things to kind of get them. And they have the Marcus Garvey thing and
mm-hmm.
various things in there. And you know,
And you got that intrigued.
Well, I got all that. Yeah, I mean, I really would never have studied this or been interested in this had
mm-hmm.
I not gone through this.
Right.
You know? So, and it definitely did give me a feeling and an understanding of African Americans,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their place in the United States. Something which I never paid much attention to, even though I went through the civil rights era and all that, and I was, you know, aware of Martin Luther King and
right.
all the injustices and so forth. I never really identified with their history much or knew much about it.
Right.
So I thought that was actually very valuable.
Do you remember Sam Bowles?
Yeah, the name, I remember, he was from the State Department, wasn't he? Or no, his
yeah.
father. His father
was
Chester Bowles.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. but what?
Sam, I'm revealing my ignorance. He had a connection with Ghana, as I recall. But that's
oh
cool.
Yeah, you know, he was in. I remember, and he was married, and he was in some kind of international organization there. Had been working there, and he was the sort of model for. A young person who had gone over there and done some you know, volunteer work and so forth.
What about Tom Miller?
I remember Tom Miller, but I forgot what, I thought he was just a volunteer, wasn't he a volunteer?
He was with the African American Institute.
Oh.
And he came to talk to us and he showed us some slides.
Oh.
Of where he lived.
I thought that he was a, because he married one of the.
Lucy,
that's the one I was thinking of. Lucy, the blonde, that's
yeah.
the one I
oh,
was thinking of.
Right. Lucy
yeah.
Carmichael.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Dr. Stiles?
Oh, yeah, he gave us some health lectures, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I sort of remember him,
mm-hmm.
Vaguely.
Any impression or recollections?
Not too much. I just, yeah, not to mention his name, I can't remember him.
Mm-hmm. Did you work at an emergency room in a hospital? Some people did.
I don't think I did. You mean as training for this?
Yeah, part of our health training.
I don't know. I don't think I did.
Okay. Any other guest speakers, the Ghanaians who tried to teach us?
I can't remember them very well. I remember we didn't have very much of that. But mm-hmm. a little bit. I can't remember them very well.
And then we had a research assignment to bring together our notes and to hand in. Is that something that we were to hand in?
Like we're to write them all up or something like that?
Well, Bob calls it a research assignment, to tell you the truth, I remember very little about it.
I do now sort of vaguely remember that, right? Writing, I sort of remember it as writing, just kind of taking the notes and writing a long essay or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I can't remember what it was really.
Okay, how about the psychiatrist? Remember being interviewed?
Yeah, right. Brewster Smith was his name?
Well, he was a psychologist.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't on the panel. But
oh.
These psychiatrists were.
Oh, the psychiatrists. Yeah, I don't remember too much about it.
Bob says we each had two psychiatric interviews.
Yeah, I think I can sort of remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember too much about them.
Mm-hmm. What about selection? Were you concerned? You know, were you waiting with bated breath to see if you made it, or?
Well, yeah. I don't know if I was waiting with bated breath, but I wanted to know that I was
mm-hmm.
going to make it. Yeah, I didn't. Wasn't.
You weren't sure that you were going.
I wasn't
to make
sure,
it.
But I thought, well, gee, if they don't choose me, who are they going to choose? I mean, I'm a pretty good candidate. I don't know. I can't remember. I know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I would have felt badly had I not been chosen, I think.
Yeah. Do you remember anybody being deselected?
Yeah, there was one or two people, and I can't remember them very well. I think there were a couple of people.
Mm-hmm. There were 10.
10, oh.
Actually.
10.
And Ruth Whitney was deselected. Do you remember that at all?
Oh, no. And then she appealed
they
or something?
Their mind.
Oh.
Yeah, we, some people.
Oh, I sort of remember that a little bit or something.
How about Brewster Smith and Rafe Ezekiel? You mentioned Brewster when I said psychiatrist.
Well, I remember them because they interviewed us later on, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kept, I don't remember too much about the training period
mm-hmm.
with them, but.
We filmed out psych questionnaires,
uh-huh.
psychological questionnaires in the evening, according to Bob, and he gave us some questionnaires to sit down. There was one thing he asked us to do, tell us what you, write an essay about what you're doing 10 years from now. And
as a matter of fact, I think he sent that to me, and I think I have that.
Great.
I have that tucked away somewhere, because he sent us this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I got mine too now that you mentioned it, but I've already even forgotten that. And do you remember, let's see, the names, Eisenman, these are the deselected, Bob Eisenman, Bruce Bloomfield, Charlie Dirks, Donald Erickson, Dave, Frank Michalski, and the one who went to Ghana and then went home, what is his name? Ed Maitu.
I don't think I remember Donald Erickson. Was that Donald Erickson there?
Yeah.
Maybe I sort of vaguely remember him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, usually when you say this, I can sort of see a face, but I can't can't think much else. I mean, I have no idea why these people were deselected or, you know, what, I don't know.
Right.
I didn't have a clue.
And also, Zeitlin. Do you remember anything about him?
Well, Arnold Zeitlin.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he in the Peace Corps?
Yeah. He came.
But I remember he was Marion. Did they get married there? Or
he married Marion Frank, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then
they were traveling in the Congo there or something like that.
I mean, after Peace Corps?
No, during the Peace Corps. I think they took a trip there at one point. When the Congolese, this is when, you know, he was the guy there. No, they were having a war there then at that time in the Congo.
Oh, right.
Jack and I were there too, but we didn't go over there because they wouldn't let us, but Marion and Arnold went. You know, they were reporters or whatever. You know, they, intrepid reporters, they just decided to go anyway.
And George Carter did come. Do you remember anybody else coming from Washington? Charlie Peters, I think.
Charlie Peters.
I'm not sure who.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think there were some State Department types who came to talk to us about one thing or another, or, I guess. And
did you form any impression of Carter in Brooklyn?
You know, I just thought he looked like a very competent guy, you know, and all. You know.
So it wasn't negative,
it was
a positive impression.
No. Well, I think he, wasn't he an IBM executive or something like that? Or was that later? Was that afterwards?
I'm not sure.
But, no, I just remember I thought he was a very sort of straight arrow looking guy, you know, real competent guy.
What about your home leave? Do you remember that, when you went home before you went to work?
Well, I remember the trip back because I took the train, and I had never taken a train. I took a train overland from San Francisco to Chicago.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I guess I just wanted to take the train.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. I met a girl on a train or something, and we were talking all the time. I thought, well, maybe this could be a romance here, you know?
You're off to Africa.
Yeah. You know. But then I went home, and I don't remember too much about being home.
Were people excited or not interested?
Oh yeah, I think so. You know, yeah, I think.
And then we went to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, I'm sure we already talked about meeting President Kennedy. Do you have any other recollections of?
Well, I remember incredible humidity, for one thing, and I remember staying in this air-conditioned hotel and getting a terrible cold, you know, just a terrible cold, you know, because you're going from this, you know, severe air conditioning out into this horrible Washington humidity, you know, sort of back and forth, and I got this awful cold. I remember flying on the plane, going over there with this, you know, chest cold, and everything was like, oh. That's one recollection that I have of it. Other than that, I think we went to. Did we go to the Ghanaian embassy there? I think we did, and we had some kind of reception there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it was the ambassador's home.
Ambassador's home. Mm-hmm. And you know, then we had some briefings by the State Department there. I think I remember being in this going to the State Department and having some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing you haven't mentioned is the FBI checks.
Okay, tell me about it.
I mean, this happened before. Was it before or?
I'm not sure.
Well, it was during, but I know a lot of people told me that the FBI had been asking about me. You know.
Mm-hmm. Did that raise you in their estimation, or did it make them suspicious?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't think they didn't. I think there's anything wrong. I don't know whether the FBI told them why, what it was, but I remember they said one of the people was, I can't remember if it was an old camp counselor or something I used to work for or something. They tracked him down in the woods someplace. You know, I don't know. And I don't know, I might have given that as a reference or something, because I had worked at this camp, you know, or whatever, and then tracked them down in the woods someplace. So, started asking questions about
really
me.
Really important.
Yeah. Let's see. So what else in Washington? I don't know. I don't think we had a chance. I don't know how long we were there. We were there about a week, is it, or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
And I don't know that we visited too much there. It's, you know, the State Department and some of these receptions, and that's about it.
Mm. Okay, the flight over. You had a terrible cold.
Yeah.
Did you play cards?
I don't remember.
Did
I
you
might
sleep?
Have. Well, I'm sure I must have
slept.
It was for 24 hours. It was a long flight.
Yeah.
I'm sure I slept some. It was. I remember that it was, you know, an old prop plane. It wasn't one of the jet plane or anything like that.
You remember singing?
You know, I do remember we had a madrigal group, actually. We had a madrigal group, and I was in the madrigal group.
We were on the singing bus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
when we
right.
Got there.
Yeah, yeah. And Valerie, that's the other one, remember, Valerie Duell. Mm-hmm. Remember, she was in that group.
Yeah.
On
the plane, we had planned, and I don't know when we started planning this, to sing
The Ghanaian
Hymn, and you were
right.
The leader. Yay, honey, or something like
that. Oh, I was?
Yeah. I recall, you were the soloist.
Oh.
And, you know, you said this line, and then we came in, or something like that.
Oh, I
and
totally
then
forgotten that.
Partway over the Atlantic, they got a radio message from the ambassador in Ghana saying that he didn't think it was a good idea for the Peace Corps to arrive singing a war song.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
Oh, maybe vaguely, but
you're
telling me now, and it sort of
right.
Made me come back, but I kind of forgot that.
So we had to find another song, and somebody had her notes and the words and the music or something, so we sang Yanara Asaseni. Yanara Asaseni,
yeah.
And I'm sure, well, I assume you sang with us because
yeah.
You were one of the
right.
singers.
You know, I totally forgot that. I mean, I can maybe kind of remember singing something now, but it's kind of...
Did anybody mention to you after you got there that they'd heard you on the radio, heard us on the radio?
No.
Because that's happened to me.
You mean in the Ghanaian radio, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That we sang.
Oh, yeah?
They apparently was broadcast.
Oh. I don't recall.
Okay, what about Lagon?
Oh, well, I remember that as being a very pleasant place. The lizards scampering all over the lawn.
Yeah.
That was one image that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the bookstore, they had a wonderful bookstore there, Dr. Lance Books, and it was a nice campus, I
mm-hmm.
remember that.
Do you think we got any useful training there in the week or two that we were there?
I can't remember too much what we got there. I don't really remember too much. I mean, I don't recall. I think we were all anxious to get out to our assignments, as I recall.
When, you remember getting your assignment or how that happened?
Well, I think they posted it somewhere and we looked at it.
Looked at it?
Mm-hmm. Were,
and when your did your headmaster come for you?
I think he did.
Mm-hmm. And picked up you, the three
yes.
of you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a Mercedes.
Ah. So, what was your reaction to that?
Rather ride in a Mercedes than.
And you were posted to Navrongo, right?
Navrongo, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other thing that you remember that I didn't ask about or you wanted to say more about?
Oh. No, I mean, I can remember the trip up, you know, driving up through Ghana and. You know, seeing the whole breadth of the country because we were, you know, on the very northern border up there.
You did it in one day?
No, I think we stopped at Tamale. I think we stayed in a rest. I think we stayed in a rest house there, and then we went on.
Mm-hmm.
Although we might have done it in one day, but I think we.
Yeah.
I still recall. I remember we had lunch at one time in one of these rest. I remember being struck how colonial it all looked, you know, these rest houses and the, you know, the African guys coming out and serving you. And
right.
Masta or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever.
You remember, yeah.
And then I recall this meal that we had and the first sort of meal that we had and it was in one of these rest houses and we were getting some kind of a Prairie or something like that, and they brought it out, and I remember Jack was talking or something, and he took a bite of this food, and it was very hot, and I just, I don't know why I remember the particular incident, but I remember him taking this bite, and then he started talking, and then his voice just kind of cut off right in the middle, and face kind of went red, you know.
Do you remember anything about the period before that? That is, the Berkeley or before Berkeley and all that? Then.
I do. Now that. I remember, you know, that we had this Madrigal group and we used to sing some. And I know we went on some outings, maybe hiking up to some parks or something like that a little bit. But I don't remember too much.
Okay.